Voter turnout among New Yorkers 18 to 29 years old is consistently low. WNYC's Bridget Bergen reports on a group of young leaders who want to change that with a new tool and big plans.
Under the arched ceilings of the echoey municipal building's second floor atrium, there's a party going on. But it isn't your typical party, of course.
So are you guys ready to policy party?
It's a youth policy party where New Yorkers, high school age and older, are presenting ideas for how to make the city more livable as part of their ongoing NYC youth agenda.
We do need a more reflective curriculum in our schools.
That's Veronica Morris, a 17-year-old high school student in Manhattan.
So having a more inclusive, like, sex ed curriculum, I know from my experience I've only had sex ed 1 year, and we did not include sexuality in that conversation, which I think is incredibly important.
They also have ideas to make mental health care more accessible, housing more affordable, and job opportunities real and sustainable. And some of their proposals have legs. 2 years ago, they decided to build a digital tool to help young people find information about elections and other ways to get information about their community. Today, 18-year-old Emmanuel Anand Jr., a senior at Brooklyn College Academy, is announcing the new digital Youth Civic Hub, which does just that.
The Hub is more than just a website. It's a movement. It's about empowering young people to take ownership of their city and their future.
Also in the room, a handful of elected officials and other adult allies, like Amari Solfinger.
They just have a lot of good ideas, and they hand these ideas over to adults, and it'd be great to see the youth have a more active role in their local government. And an event like this really highlights that.
The Youth Civic Hub will continue to be updated ahead of the presidential election and upcoming city elections next year. Bridget Bergen, WNYC News.